by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Hallo, this is mein Auto, und this is meine key. And there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And meine key. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months, no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending Nevada. License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our phone line's always available to you, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to your phone calls. In fact, Pete has been holding very patiently. I thank him for that. Pete, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I'm going to talk about gerrymandering, but I just want to make a quick comment about that doctor who was running for public office a couple of days ago on your show.
Yeah.
Who wants to put a moratorium on construction in the Valley. That is the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. How can that guy call himself a Republican? That is the dumbest, most anti-business suggestion I've ever heard in my life. Now, I know sometimes rapid growth is annoying when infrastructure doesn't keep up with the growth. I get it. But a moratorium on major construction projects is a stupid idea, and nobody should vote for that guy. Okay, I just got that out of the way.
There you go. Get it off your chest. That's okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that. That is even worse than the worst Democrat idea I've ever heard. That's like banning petroleum. Another dumb idea, banning petroleum. We should have more free markets and less government telling people what to do with their private property and their businesses. But anyways, the gerrymandering. I know a lot of people are complaining about gerrymandering. Republicans do it in Republican states. Democrats do it in Democrat states. But even if we got rid of gerrymandering, even if we got rid of it, you would still have changes in fluid movement in congressional districts because populations change. And there's never a fixed congressional district. It's impossible to keep congressional districts fixed because there's always population changes.
Exactly, exactly.
Kind of maybe educate your audience on that.
No, hey, Pete, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. He's right. Gerrymandering goes on in blue states, red states, and everywhere in between. Always has, always will. Until you get politics out of redistricting, and you're never going to do that. It's going to be impossible to rein that in. Now, to me, we've got computers that can be programmed right down the middle that could probably do these maps. I don't know why it would be so difficult. You know, the population is what the population is. Anyway, we'll talk more about this coming up. Also, don't forget, coming up in just a very few minutes, we'll be joined by no less than Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. CD4, another one of those winnable districts everybody likes to talk about. Who is it that's going to unseat Stephen Horsford? Sam Peters would like it to be him. He'll give us a kind of a status report on how the race is going. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:32, as we check out our traffic cams here in the KMZQ studios, looks pretty good right now for the most part. No restrictions on US 95 at the moment. Looks like you're pretty much up to speed as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging 55 to 60 miles per hour through there. Moderate volumes on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson. Remember, those restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515, and that's both directions, too. Eastbound at Main and westbound at Eastern Avenue, and that project goes through the course of 2022.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights announcing that general manager Kelly McCrimmon will return in that role next season. This is despite the fact that the team failed to reach the NHL playoffs this year. UNLV Baseball, they are playing at Las Vegas Ballpark this weekend, a series against Hawaii. Although Hawaii, a member of the Mountain West in football, they are not a Mountain West member for baseball. They play in the Big West Conference, so this is a non-league weekend for UNLV. They enter with a record of 31-16, while Hawaii enters the game at 20-19. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, give love, give style, with an extra 25% off gifts for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Plus great deals on fragrance sets from mom's favorite brands like Carolina Herrera, YSL, and more. Or shop super buys like diamond hoop earrings for $999. And specials like 60% off bathrobes. Plus get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, I want you to call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Here's the number, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. We have already seen around the country dozens and dozens of demonstrations, protests, call them what you will. And the word is, we've already seen them build a chain link fence around the Supreme Court building in our nation's capital. The government anticipates violence from some of these protesters. And Sean Hannity last night, I thought, was just absolutely right on the money about Democrats returning to mob violence on Roe v. Wade decision. Listen to Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. It's cut to go.
First, we do turn to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, now surrounded by a large chain link fence with big cement barriers erected overnight to protect the building. Rightly so, in my opinion. We need to protect every institution, every monument, every person that serves in this government. This is the right thing to do. Hopefully, Democrats have learned something from the 574 riots in the summer of 2020 and the Capitol breach in 2021. By the way, still no answers as to why Nancy Pelosi and Mayor Muriel Bowser didn't use the up to 20,000 troops authorized, required by law, by Donald Trump 2 days prior, again, as required by law. Why didn't they? Now, many people on the left are very, very angry that individual states and voters could soon decide abortion law for their state. Overturning Roe v. Wade, all the talking points, all the lying, all the hysteria, it's not true. It will not outlaw abortion in the United States. That is the big lie that is being spread by the likes of Chuck Schumer, who himself threatened two justices, Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, screaming, "You won't know what hit you," among other threats. And as we speak, they're threatening to burn our system to the ground. As per usual, Democrats are turning to their favorite political tactic. That's mob violence and intimidation. Now, one liberal group is now organizing an effort to stalk and harass Supreme Court justices and their families at their homes. This is not okay in this country. But tonight, prominent Democrats, they refuse to condemn this threatening behavior, just like they refuse to ever speak out against the violence from their base in the 574 riots in the summer of 2020.
That's exactly right. There is going to be violence this summer. It's going to be a long, hot summer, assuming that the Supreme Court does follow through and overrules Roe v. Wade. You are going to see violence in the streets. It's going to be like Minnesota. It's been like so many other communities that have erupted in violence. Now it's going to be nationwide. It really honestly is. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If he hadn't been bullied as a kid, Joey Gilbert would never have joined the boxing team on a dare in college. If he'd listened to the naysayers, he never would have learned the discipline and willpower necessary to become a three-time national champion and four-time All-American. And if he'd rested on his successes as a lawyer and businessman, he never would have heard the call to give back and run for governor. Nevada needs champions. Our schools, businesses, and families need people to stand up and fight for what's right. That's why my dad's running for governor. He'll fight for you the same way he fights for me.
Paid for by Nevada Homestead PAC.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI Hearing Aids from Starkey. And while sound quality alone sets Evolve AI Hearing Aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's that time of year again in Las Vegas, and the most important feature in your home is your air conditioner. With the prices of gas, groceries, and inflation, don't let your air conditioner become another costly expense. This year, have your AC serviced and ready for the summer. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning. They provide the best service at the best prices. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your home service today. Stay one financial step ahead and be ready for the heat. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Sticker shock. Sticker shock.
Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can actually increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. They are waiting for your phone call right now, 702-965-2016. This weekend, a big weekend. We got Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And then we've got the Kentucky Derby. First jewel in the Triple Crown. I must admit, I'm not a big horse racing fan, but a guy that I'll bet you over the course of years, decades, I'll bet you he's dropped a few dollars on the Triple Crown. Let's find out. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, I know you bet baseball and football and some other sports, but do you bet the horses?
Well, remember last year, Kevin, I took Bob Baffert's horse. It was 16-1. It ended up winning the race. I ended up doing quite well with that. In fact, that was probably the first time in I don't know how many years that I did win with the Kentucky Derby bet. And it did work out. If you'll recall, Bob Baffert has been suspended with the Kentucky Derby for 2 years because an ointment that he was using on his horse apparently was a substance that was not approved. Let's put it that way. So he's been suspended, but he does have a couple of horses in this year's race, and I think I'm going to lean towards that way. Now, you say, well, how can he do that? Well, it's kind of like with Donald Trump. If he's not the main guy, then the number two guy is going to be Ron DeSantis. The trainer this year is a Ron DeSantis type. I think he can pick right up where Bob Baffert left off. And, of course, these Baffert horses have won six times out of the past 25 years. It's a pretty good track record when you think about it. So, having said that, I think I'm leaning towards the number 12 horse, Kevin, Taba, which is 12-1 odds. And that's pretty good odds. And at the same time, this is a horse that's already won twice this year. This is a little longer distance than the other races. But I think if you're looking for bang for your buck, then you might want to consider the number 12 horse, Taba. Now, my sister and my mother, they used to go to the Kentucky Derby, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 times probably in their lifetime. It seems like every year they would go. She likes the number 15 horse, who is another horse, Kevin, that has already won twice this year, White Abario. And you get pretty good bang for your buck on that one, too. That's 10-1 odds on that one. Now, the favorite is the 10 horse this year, and the 10 horse is Zandon. And Zandon is also one of those horses that came from behind in its last race and kind of maneuvered around. So he's got a lot of desire. He came from behind. But here's a little footnote to the number 10 spot. That is the most favorable of all post positions that you can have in the Kentucky Derby. That is the most common win spot in the Kentucky Derby history. And this is the 148th running of it. So,
do we have a weather report yet to know what it's going to be like?
Don't know what the weather is going to be like. It seems like it rains every year.
Huh? Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, but you can't even make the bet until today anyway. So, but those are my top three: the 12 horse, the 15 horse, the 10 horse. But if you take the 17 horse, know this: that's Classic Causeway. The number 17 spot has never won in 148 years of the running of the Kentucky Derby. So you might want to stay away from Classic Causeway, but I like the 12 horse myself.
Very good. That'll be coming up tomorrow, Churchill Downs, and it's always a spectacular deal.
It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. Well, not the fastest, but it seems like it's the fastest. It starts at 3:57 is when they should be racing. 3:57 p.m.
for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes, so don't be late.
There you go. By the way, Kellyanne Conway, I love her from her days in the Trump administration. And there have been so many problems in the Biden White House. And according to Kellyanne Conway, let's go to cut 7 real quick. She says that the Biden White House is so incredibly different from the Trump White House. Listen to this.
In less time than it takes to have a baby, Sean, they basically unraveled these great accomplishments and started to ruin America. Look, when the White House in which the three of us worked, nobody ever wondered who is the president, who's in charge, and what is he thinking. All of those were assured at every moment. But I have to say something about the montage of lunacy you treated us to at the beginning of your monologue. It should not be an occupational hazard to work at the United States Supreme Court as a justice or to be a family member of one of those justices. Some of them have small children. I think many of them have spouses. And the threats that are going to their safety, to their lives, are very worrisome. It is American to disagree, to dissent, to protest. It is a crime to threaten people's lives and worse, and publish their addresses and try to incite the kind of violence that we've seen in the past. And they're saying Ruth sent us, referring to the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. No, she didn't. She wasn't for violence like that. She never compelled anybody, never incited people to go to folks' houses. She and the late, great Antonin Scalia were the best of friends, by all accounts. So I really hope everybody turns down the temperature and law enforcement gets involved, because I'm very concerned. But as for these accomplishments, look, everybody knows Putin, Kim Jong-un, Iran, Xi Jinping. They were all at bay when Donald Trump was in there. Gas prices were lower, but our morale was higher, too. You know, in the polls, it actually include issue sets, but also ask just about the state of the nation. People are very unhopeful. I think the last time people really had hope was in on Election Day 2016, when they felt there was going to be somebody different doing something differently. And now they're just unraveling. Spite is no way to run a country. Joe Biden thinks Donald Trump did it. I undo it. Spite is no way to run a country, folks. And that's what we've got.
Yeah. Kellyanne Conway last night on Fox. And she is always so super smart. Sam Peters will join us in just a couple minutes. He is running for Congress in CD4. That is a winnable district. Stephen Horsford is vulnerable. He is one of those districts that a lot of people believe it's a toss-up right now, today. And we're in the midst of a primary. A really tough primary. We'll talk about that with Sam Peters coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Every 3 seconds, there's a new victim of identity theft. A criminal could be applying for loans in your name or even selling your personal info on the dark web. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, it's easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault.
We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
This is Joey Gilbert. It can easily be explained why I was the only candidate endorsed for governor.